Well, I appreciate that so much. And, you know, I sit here and just the ability to even just have a conversation with you guys, truly. And, you know, I know that we use edification and it's important, and we lift each other up, and we say things that are oftentimes generic, like this person's leading the national expansion of the company, and they have a heart of gold, and they're down to earth, and they love to help people. And, you know, we like to think that those things are all true, of course, but genuinely, it is such an honor to be on this call with you guys. And it's so cool because, you know, I love the way that you guys always play off of each other. It literally is like a comedy show. And of course, when I jump onto the conference call, it's just like that, even in a conference call setting. So how cool it is and how honoring and humbling it is to spend a few minutes with you. And I'll tell you what, I've been mentored by you from a distance. I have always just respected the two of you and your organization so very much. And it's because I can see that it's built on strong philosophy. And we know that philosophy drives attitude. Attitude gives us our actions. Our actions, you know, create our results, and our results give us our life. So oftentimes we look at our life and we go, man, this is not what I want it to be. My legal shield life or my personal life or my health life is not in alignment with what I believe. But it is in alignment with what you believe. You just might not be that conscious of what you believe. So you got to back it up and say, well, okay, if my life is like this, well, what are my results like? What am I, you know, monthly production going on? What's the organizational recruits that are coming into the business? What is my personal activity like and my personal results? Well, that's coming from what? The activity, because there's a cause and effect there. So most people just stop at activity. They go, yeah, if I could just prospect some more, if I just had more time, you know, I'm only part-time, I got a job, I got kids. You know, I never understood that about kids. It's like they're a disease or something. I mean, come on, I'm the fourth of nine children. So I grew up around a lot of kids. I have two kids. So that's not a good enough excuse, because we know all types of people have kids and are super successful. So what I've learned is that in this business, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both. And for a time in my business, I made a lot of excuses. And I looked at my action and I blamed things on the actions. And I thought, if I was just a little bit older, if I just had some experience in this industry, if I just had any experience in business or career, and I could have made excuses. I started at 20 years old. I grew up dirt poor. You know, I had to borrow the $249 to get started. Heck, I got involved in Legal Shield in one of the worst times that you possibly could. Truthfully, my first convention, they announced a thing called Blast Off. Many of you know what it is, and many have never heard of it. And those of you that have never heard of it, that's a good thing. And then after that, we were purchased. And that was the greatest thing that ever happened to us. But there's some things that had to happen. There were some growing pains that we had to go through. So I could have looked at that like many other people did that decided not to be with our company and say, hey, you know what? This company's, it's done, or I'm going to jump ship. And I'm not saying any of this to boast or to brag or to impress or to say, look at me, I stuck it out, I'm so great. It's to say that maybe you're like where I was, where you thought that, you know what, my results aren't where I want them to be because my actions are not where they should be. And yes, that's true. However, you've got to back it up further. And some of you say, hey, I know Jim Rohn. I know he's going to say attitude and philosophy next. Well, you know what the problem could be? The problem could be that you know what I'm going to say next. That might be your biggest problem. It might be that you already can predict what the leader's going to say because you've heard it so many times. And you know it in your head. Understand it intellectually, but it hasn't made that 18-inch drop from your brain to your heart. When it moves from your heart, you see your heart pumps blood through your body. It's the lifeblood of your entire existence. So what's in your heart will flow through your entire body, not what's in your head. Your brain, yes, directs things, and it tells things and understands things and helps protect us and helps us with our decision-making, but our heart is really what keeps us alive. Think about it. Someone that's brain dead could still be alive. So when the heart's pumping through the body and the blood is flowing from head to toe, you got to make sure that you're pumping belief and excitement and attitude and resolve and determination and persistency and consistency and everything that it takes to be a rock star in this business through your heart, not through your head. It's not our job to know a lot about Legal Shield. It's our job to feel a lot about Legal Shield, because this is the people business, right? People are attracted to people, not to systems, not to facts, not to figures, not to the law firms, not to the proprietary system, not to the restoration of identity theft, not to even to the compensation plan. They're not. They don't even understand it when they see it. Heck, I still don't understand it. I just know they keep paying me every day. So don't get lost in the sauce of the facts and figures. Keep this business in your heart and let it drive your attitude and let it drive your philosophy, because your philosophy, or in other words, your belief system, how you think and feel about the world, will dictate your actions, right? That philosophy will create the attitude, and that attitude will drive the actions. And now what happens is the same attitude, or excuse me, the same action that you did, right? The exposure, the three-way call, the calling the prospect, same exact action. But all of a sudden it's different because you feel differently about it. And that person that picks up the phone, whether you've never met them before, they're your best friend of 20 years. They feel, whether they know it or not, something's different in you. And they go, oh, wow, you're actually serious about this. Wait a second, you're going to do something with this. They get a hunch that you might actually change your life. And guess what? They don't want you to change your life without them getting a shot at it too. So my main encouragement with you in the few minutes that I have with you is be in alignment. I can sit here and I can tell you all kinds of how to. I can give you strategy. I can share with you things that I do. And people always come up to me and say, you know, you're doing great, Nathan. You're rocking. You're young. How are you using Facebook? How are you using social media? You young kids, you must really be using the internet. I'm like, no, I don't use Facebook. I don't really know how Facebook works. I mean, I just posted a picture of my daughter. I like to do that. But no, I don't use that. And they say, man, hey, can you talk to my 24-year-old daughter, my 23-year-old son? He's in college, and I think he'd be great at this if he just heard your story. And with all due respect, I say, look, you know, your 23-year-old son is probably hungover right now. I mean, it's Saturday morning. Heck, if I wasn't doing this, I might be hungover too. So I say that to say that certain people are going to be the exception, not always going to be the rule. Don't look for the cookie cutter. When you hear someone's story like Mike Humes, don't go look necessarily for a mail, you know, delivery person. Do you expose the delivery person? Yes. When you're at the post office next, you do an exposure? Sure. But it's not that predictable. There's just no rhyme or reason to this thing. The only thing you can control is yourself. And the things that you can control is how you think and how you feel and how you act. And when you do that, people will follow you. They'll go, wait a second, she's on fire and she's serious about this. And guess what? They're not going to follow right away. They're not going to move into action immediately. It's going to take time. Why? Because people are skeptical. It's just the way people is. It's part of the human experience. But don't you be skeptical. You resolve. You make a decision. You make a damn decision right now. You say, I'm doing this business. Heck, you're on the conference call. Geez, it's almost 10 o'clock at night. Do you know how much television you could have watched tonight? Why are you on a conference call learning about a business that you're not even serious about building? It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of mine. It's a waste of the coins. Build this thing. And how do you build it? One block at a time, one book at a time, one conference call at a time, one win at a time. You got to win the day. You got to squeeze as much juice out of the day as you possibly can. You see, when I understood that, my business changed. And then I took it one step further and I realized, wait a second, I can't just win the day. I got to win the moment. Meaning if I'm going to sit down, I'm going to rock this thing. And by the time I'm done, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to lay it all out on the field. If I'm doing an exposure, I'm going to do the best I can. Heck, if I'm doing this call right now for the coins, I am going to rock this call. Why? Because that's what I'm called to do. That's my purpose. Because if not, what are we all doing this for anyway? So don't half-ass it. Excuse my language. But I just got off the Young and Free movement, and I was able to talk like that to the young people, so forgive me. But I just want to be real with you because I don't want to set you up for failure. And what I've learned is if you sugarcoat it, it's because you don't believe in people. But if you tell them how it is, you can look them in the eyes and say, I know you can do this. I know you can do it. And tell them how it is, and then get after it. And in short, let me give you a couple things that changed my business. I'm going to tell you a story. And if you haven't heard my story, now that I just got off my soapbox, I'll tell it to you and I'll wrap this thing up together for you in the next couple minutes. I started in the business in 2009. I was 20 years old. I was a college student, but I was actually on summer break. And I, of course, planned on going back to school, but I'm from a big family. I'm the fourth of nine children. And I didn't have any money. So even though I had my college taken care of because of my academics and my athletics and my financial needs that were met by Penn where I was attending, I didn't have money to go eat on the weekends. I didn't have money to get a laptop. I didn't have money to get clothing. It was really hard for me. And being in an Ivy League school, I mean, these people's parents had money. You know, they were living it up. And it was hard for me. So when somebody shared this with me, I thought, here it is. I can make money. I can go back to school. I can get my degree. And I thought $1,000 a month would do it because I'm making no money right now. I made $35,000 my first 4 months. In June, the end of June when I came in, July, August, September, and October, I made $35,000 in Legal Shield. October of 2009, I made $16,000 in that month. And simply put, it was very difficult for me to go to class making that type of money. So I stopped going. And I haven't been back since, and I haven't looked back. But guess what? That first 6 months, I made $42,000 in Legal Shield. Rocked it. Spent every dime of it, but I rocked it. I had 500 people on my team in 6 months. You know how many people today are on my team from those original 500? What do you think? 200? 50? 5? 1. There's one person on my team from those original 500, and it's my mother, my very own mom. And she's tried to quit, but she can't because she's my mom, right? So one person. And you know what I made in all of 2010? I made $26,000 in all of 2010. And check this out. One day I wake up in the new year of 2010, and I had been used to making good money. I had some days where there was 500. I had one day where my commission was 5,400 and some dollars. So about January or February, I can't remember exactly, of 2010, kind of after this big explosion and pop, I'd had a lull in my business, and I went from making 10 grand, 16 grand, 8 grand to like 2 grand, 3 grand. So I wake up one day and I look at my cash accrued, and it says $3,246 and some change. And I thought, woo, I am back. I am back on my game. We are doing this. I knew it was going to turn back around. But what I didn't notice was that there was a little dash right in front of it. In other words, I had $3,246 in chargebacks from all the bad business I had written to college kids 6 months prior to that. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's not good. So you know what happened? I went without a check. I worked this business. I learned the business. And I went without a check for 10 months. It was not until it's 9 months, September of 2010, I went without making any money. I was building, I was recruiting, and the money went down a little bit, went down to 2,000, back up to 3, 1,800, back up to 2, 1,500, and I worked it up to zero. And I'll never forget, I woke up and it was a positive like $500 in like July. And I called the company and I said, whew, I made it out of the red, will you pay me? And they said, nope, you're under investigation. You're on hold. And I thought, oh, shoot. And I could have then said, well, maybe I'll go back to Penn, forget this company, this doesn't work, I'm stupid, this is stupid, you're stupid, I'm out of here. But nope, I had made a decision in June of 2009 that I was going to build this thing, and I was going to build it big, and I was going to build it right. It went positive all the way up to like $5,000, and they still hadn't paid me. I bought a one-way flight to Dallas in September of 2010 for the national convention. And I called the company on the Friday that I was already out there. I'd gotten there Wednesday or Thursday, and I said, look, I know you've been taking a look at my information and tracking it. I'm in Dallas, and I'm not going anywhere. As you can see, I've built this through the adversity and without getting paid. I need that money because I bought a one-way flight here, and I cannot get home. I don't know who your people are or your people's people, but is there anyone you can talk to make that commission go in? They called me back later that afternoon and said, here's what we've decided to do. We're putting you on a 25% reserve. We're taking 25% of it right now, and we're depositing into your account Monday morning. Monday morning came. I had a deposit of about $2,800, and I bought a flight back, and it was about an $800 flight because I bought it that same day. And I share that story with you. Why? Because guess what? Oh, chargebacks. Woo. No, I made $42,000 those first 6 months, and they took back a few grand. Really, I was up. I was doing okay. But I stuck through it, even through that. And I could tell you story after story after story. But I had to learn. I had to grow. I had to develop. And I had to commit to it. And that's how the business works. And then I finally figured it out that this business boils down to three things only. And I'll finish with this. Number one is recruiting. Number two is getting people started right. And number three is promoting. I'm going to say it again. It's what I call the focus three and what we drive through our organization. And it's what allowed me to turn my ship around, right? And even in 2014, which was not a good year for me, I was able to turn the ship around, and now the organization is cranking. The people on Performance Club are rocking. I'm having my best months that I've ever had in the history of my, you know, tenure with Legal Shield, because I got me and my organization that started with me focused. Remember, focus, what we call the focus three, on these three things: recruiting, getting started right, and promoting. Again, recruiting, getting started right, and promoting. Recruiting, getting started right, and promoting. Recruiting, getting started right, and promoting. And in case you didn't get it, number one was recruiting. Recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. Get those people that you recruit started right. Do a game plan interview with them. Get their list out. Book their PDR. Book their PCC. Build relationship with them. Get them plugged in. And then you promote to them like crazy. You get them on these conference calls. You get them out to the events. You get them in front of the training materials. And you talk to them every single day. And that's what changed my business. So the focus three, if you're taking notes, is number one, recruiting. Number two, getting started right. And number three, promoting. Frank and Teresa Coyne, you guys are phenomenal. I just love you so much. I'm so honored to have been on your call. I apologize for being late, and I hope that, you know, it's not too late to be on the call. But thank you so much for your time.